From NPR News in Washington, I'm Shay Stevens. President Obama says the additional 30,000 U.S. troops he's ordering to Afghanistan will move in quickly. Mr. Obama also said in a speech last night that the troops will begin coming home from Afghanistan after 18 months. NPR Scott Horsley reports.
Speaking at West Point, President Obama said the additional troops will deploy to Afghanistan early next year in an effort to break the momentum of a resurgent Taliban. He said the troops will move into the country as quickly as possible. Mr. Obama also said U.S. troops will begin leaving Afghanistan in the summer of 2011.
It will be clear to the Afghan government, and more importantly to the Afghan people, that they will ultimately be responsible for their own country.
Mr. Obama said the withdrawal of U.S. troops will be done responsibly once Afghan forces are ready to take over. White House aides stressed the 18-month target reflects only the beginning of the troop drawdown. Scott Horsley, NPR News, Washington.
President Obama is getting support for his new Afghanistan strategy from allies and Afghanistan officials. The BBC's Ian Pinnell has more from Kabul.
The Afghan government and security forces recognize that the country is now at a critical juncture. The Taliban have continued to gain strength and spread throughout the country. And although there's little enthusiasm for extra troops, officials recognize they're unable to deal with the situation on their own. However, there's concern that putting a date on a withdrawal sends the wrong signal. It'll make it harder to convince Afghans that they can trust and invest in the government rather than the insurgents who threaten them. And it risks giving encouragement to the very people the new troops will be fighting, the Taliban.
The BBC's Ian Pinnell in Kabul. Hours after President Obama's speech, there are reports of a loud explosion across the border in Pakistan's capital. Police say a suicide bomber set off explosives to the entrance to Pakistan's Navy headquarters in Islamabad. In Detroit, automakers slowed year-over-year sales declines last month. Jerome Vaughn of member station WDET has details.
Industry analysts say U.S. automakers saw the effects of a stabilizing national economy in November, although consumers remained cautious about how they spent their money. General Motors sold more than 151,000 cars and trucks last month. That's a drop of just over 2% compared to year-ago levels. Mike DiGiovanni is GM's Director of Market and Industry Analysis.
We're not out of the woods yet, but we're clearly on the right path in the early stages of the economic recovery.
Ford sales fell 0.2 percentage point in November. Demand for the company's cars and crossover vehicles showed double-digit growth, while truck sales fell dramatically. Chrysler sales dropped 25%. Toyota showed an increase for the month of November, with sales rising nearly 3%. For NPR News, I'm Jerome Vaughn in Detroit.
This is NPR News. Preliminary results show Georgia State Senator Kasim Reed has a 750-vote lead over his city councilwoman Mary Norwood in the race for mayor of Atlanta. Reed has declared victory, but Norwood said she'll wait until all absentee and early ballots are counted before deciding whether to concede. Georgia law allows the runner-up to seek a recount when the margin of victory is less than 1%. Thousands of documents related to allegations of sexual abuse by Roman Catholic priests were released by Connecticut Diocese yesterday. From member station WSHU, Mark Herz has the story.
The Diocese of Bridgeport, Connecticut, ended its 7-year legal battle to keep the documents under seal. The more than 12,000 pages are from 23 lawsuits against 6 priests that were settled by the diocese in 2001. Helen McGonigal is an attorney for an alleged victim of clergy abuse who is suing the Bridgeport Diocese.
Although this seems like a lot of information, it's only the tip of the iceberg.
McGonigal says the diocese has admitted that it's holding some 30,000 pages of documents related to accusations of abuse at one Connecticut parish alone.
Well, it's encouraging to see that these documents have been released. I know there's more, and we want to know the full truth and the whole truth.
The diocese said in a statement that it will continue to work diligently and transparently to address the issue of sexual abuse. For NPR News, I'm Mark Herz in Fairfield, Connecticut.
In Tokyo, the Nikkei average of 225 selected issues is up 36 points, closing today at 9,608. On Wall Street, the Dow Jones Industrial Average gained 34 points. I'm Shay Stevens, NPR News from Washington.